God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Mark 7 and verse 31. Mark 7, 31. Everybody awake? You with me? We're believing God. We're not just doing this to be doing it. Right? We're going to be better off when we get through with this, right? Going to have more knowledge, more understanding, more revelation, more faith, and less sickness. Now, if you like your sickness and you want to keep it, you should leave right now. Because your sickness is in danger. It is. It is. Your disease is in danger. Somebody said, well, nobody'd want to keep their sickness. Yeah, they do. People use sickness as a tool. They use it to get out of work. They use it to get attention. They use it to manipulate people to feel sorry for them. Did you hear me? Yeah, people use sickness. There's a lot of people, you know, they'd like to be free from the pain and discomfort, but they hold on with the other hand to the problem because of what it does for them. So you got to decide you don't want to have it. Mark 7, verse 31. Are you there? And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Zidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears. And he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Hallelujah. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Amen. Glory. You like that as much as I do? Yes. Whew. How many believe this actually happened? Yes. This is no fairy tale. This is not a parable. This is not a simile. This was a man who lived. He was deaf. We don't know how long he was deaf, but it's a good guess that it was more than a day or two. Deaf and had an impediment, could have been all his life. Could have been from an accident, or I don't know, from a disease. Could have been years. But how many know 1 month dumb and deaf is too long? Yes. Huh? Yes. A week dumb and deaf is too long. Amen. And you know, when you start talking about these things, sometimes people, because of wrong teaching, they get a little offended and they go, well, God made that person deaf and dumb. They were born that way. God made them that way. He made them special. I want to say something very strong, and some people like it, some people won't. Deafness does not make a person special. They have qualities and attributes that make them special. Apart from that, did you hear me? Our blindness, our deformity. So many people say, well, God made them that way. Said who? Who said? See, that is saying that sickness and disease is the work of God. That God deforms, that God blinds, that God kills with cancer. Did you hear me? God gives people AIDS. He causes kidney failure. We don't believe that here.
Amen.
In this church, we don't believe that.
Amen.
Now, if you believe it, it is impossible for you to have faith to be healed. And your faith is the determining factor in your being healed. Did you hear me? You can't believe that God makes people sick sometimes, and sometimes it's His will for them to be sick and have faith to be healed. Impossible. You have to believe it's God's perfect will for everybody to be healed and deformity free.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You might say, well, why are these things? Well, we're going to get into some more detail about that later. Some of our accounts actually get into some of that. So I'll spend more time on it later, but just suffice it to say, how many understand that there would never have been any death in the earth if there had never been any sin? Is that right? Death came by sin. Well, death doesn't just mean physically dying. Spiritual death has myriad offspring. Grief and anguish and torment, mental and emotional torment, is one manifestation of spiritual death. Poverty and lack is one manifestation of spiritual death. Amen. You know, there are people, somebody says, well, you know what? We're poor, but we're proud, and people act like God made them poor. Listen, the end of poverty, the extreme of poverty, is not having enough food to keep yourself alive. That is the maximum manifestation of poverty. You don't have enough water or sustenance to keep your body alive. How many understand that there are people on the planet today, children and people that died, just not having enough to eat? How many think that could be God? There is no way that that's God. Somebody said, well, if God don't want it, why don't He do something about it? He has. He sent Jesus. Why don't God do something about it? He has.
Amen.
Well, if God's a God of love, if He's really who He Almighty and He loves humanity, why does He let all this stuff happen? Why doesn't He do something? And why don't you humble yourself and believe Him?
Amen.
He has done something.
Amen. Yes.
Wasn't His fault that death came into the earth.
Right.
He didn't make Adam and Eve sin.
Right.
Did you hear? He hasn't made mankind sin and be selfish and choose their own ways and lie and murder and steal and kill.
Amen.
All the terror and all the destruction that is in the earth today is because man has a free will.
Yes.
Are you with me?
Yes,
sin is not His will. Therefore, all the offspring and results of sin are not His will either. If there had never been any sin, there would never been any physical dying or sickness or disease or poverty, or wouldn't even been any thunderstorms.
Amen.
Wouldn't have been any hot weather or cold weather. You watch. Here real soon when the Lord comes back and straightens this thing out, you talk about some perfect weather. It will never be even a little bit too warm or even a little bit too cool. Never. Never be a little bit too dry or a little bit too wet. Ever. Never. Some say, well, I just don't believe it. I believe it. You know, nothing happens without a reason and that God's behind all of it. Well, you believe wrong.
Amen.
No. We believe the scripture that says God is a good God.
Yes.
And He does good.
Yes.
And Jesus went about doing good.
Yes.
Everybody say doing good.
Doing good.
Come on, help me now. Went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All the people that Jesus healed were what?
Oppressed.
Weren't any of them ministered to by God in that sickness? There was none of them that God was doing something in their life? Every person that got healed in Jesus' ministry were oppressed of the devil?
Yes.
Sickness is called satanic oppression.
Amen.
It's called satanic bondage in Luke. It's called a work of the devil in Psalms. It's called an evil thing in Job. I'm understanding there's no way you can make cancer into a good thing. And I says, well, you know, I got back to God when I thought I was going to die with that cancer. And so really the cancer was a good thing. Oh, no, honey, don't get confused. You could have got back to God before you got sick.
Right.
Now, if you got back to God, that was a good thing. But cancer that chews up your body is not a good thing. Not now, not ever. It won't make you special. Did you hear me? It's not good. God's not pleased with it. Let's fight it. Let's stand against it. Let's resist it. Amen? Understanding that it's not the will of God. Doesn't please Him. Resist it. So why do you keep talking about all that? Well, there are reasons why. Sometimes people have only heard the opposite of this for 50 years. That it might be God's will. He's working something out in your life. He's teaching you something with this disease. And we don't know why, but God sees fit to do these kind of things. Those are not scriptures. Those are men's feeble attempts to explain things they don't understand. Did you hear me? Jesus is the perfect expression of the will of God. Everything you see Him doing is revealing the will of God. Everything you hear Him say is revealing the will of God. Did He ever make anybody sick? Even one time. Did He ever tell somebody even one time, I'm sorry, it's not God's will to heal you. Even one time. Did He ever tell anybody, I'm sorry, the timing is not right. God's working something out in your life and soon, but not right now. Even one. Then we have no scripture for such positions, which would make that doctrine unscriptural. In order for something to be faith basis and build your life on it, it needs to be scriptural. And in order for something to be scriptural, what must you have for it? Scriptures. Right? And people make fun of us and say, well, that's not right. That's not right. We got scripture for what we're talking about. Where's your scripture? Where's it at? Not one case.
Amen.
Jesus making people sick or the Acts of the Apostles telling people it wasn't God's will. How many believe this man was deaf and he was dumb, but then he was healed?
Amen.
Who could hear wonderful and talk plain? Oh, what can happen when people get to believe in God? How quickly things can change.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Deaf and Dumb Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-822. That's R-822. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.